The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
As Long has tried to make a diving tip, that Mahomes who tiptoes inside the 10, still knocked out. Oh, what a run! Out of this world! Touchdown, Kansas City!
It was a rushing touchdown by Patrick Mahomes there. The Jim Nantz call against the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game. One of many amazing Patrick Mahomes highlights from a Chiefs Super Bowl run. First one in a long time. And the reason why the Kansas City Chiefs were not afraid to give Patrick Mahomes the 2018 NFL MVP and the consensus best player in professional football, a 10-year contract that was leaked out on Monday afternoon. I'm Will Brinson. This is the Pick Six Podcast. It's an emergency Patrick Mahomes Got Paid podcast along with my NFL super friends. We're down to three now. Sean Wagner McGuff, a height of irony that Patrick Mahomes gets paid after Sean quits the show and CBS and gets unfollowed by us on Twitter. Check out his Twitter feed if you want to get on that action. Everyone here should also unfollow him. If you listen to the show, go unfollow Sean. We are going to make his life miserable before following him back. But now, to talk about Patrick Mahomes joining me, as they do for much NFL news, and also on YouTube. You can check us out on YouTube. Go subscribe to the Pick Six Podcast on YouTube. John Breach, Ryan Wilson, what's happening, fellas?
10 years.
I wish I was related to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Would it be worth it? Would it be worth it to be related to him if you had to be like his girlfriend's like brother? Because I don't know that I'd want to deal with her.
I thought you were going to say there used to be a time, probably 10 or 15 years ago, Debo actually might remember this, the early days of P. Diddy being famous. There was a guy who walked around with him and held an umbrella over his head wherever he went. I would do that for Patrick Mahomes for a South. Yeah.
Easily. Absolutely. Mahomes' 10-year deal, no numbers out as we're recording this emergency podcast. We were recording this around 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon. The podcast will be in the feed, of course. We'll also be doing defensive line and edge rankings with Ryan Wilson tomorrow. You can check that out. We have a mailbag up today where we say farewell to Sean. You can check that in the feed. But it is reported by Adam Schefter of ESPN that while there are no official numbers for Patrick Mahomes, multiple sources believe it will ultimately be tied to a percentage of the salary cap for each season. The higher the cap goes, the more Mahomes will make. I will be very fascinated to see how that works from an accounting standpoint, Breach.
Golly, I wish we known about, I wish Schefter tweeted this out earlier. We could do the math because I wonder what for the top five quarterbacks right now, Russell Wilson, Big Ben, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, what percent of their salary is of the current salary cap? That's a question we should. I would love to have an answer to, but
another classic Ryan Wilson question where he asks a very complex.
Part of the reason I put that out there so people can't come back and say, "Hey, dummy, why don't you do that?" We literally just saw this tweet as we're doing this, so that's why. But I will do it after the podcast.
I can tell you right now that Dak Prescott, I think, has a 31-point-something million-dollar cap hit. Is that the highest in the NFL?
It sure is.
That eats up about 16%. Of the Cowboys salary cap. And that is a high number. And if you look at the numbers, if this is tied to the percentage of the salary cap, I would think it has to be at least 20%. Because look, if you have a $200 million salary cap, that pays Mahomes $40 million. If somehow the salary cap gets to $300 million by 2030, all of a sudden he's making $60 million. And the one interesting thing, let's just say it is 16% here. Is a fun fact that I got because I expected Ryan to ask a question that we wouldn't have the answer to. But because I saw it coming, I kind of got prepared for it. The highest salary cap hit that a Super Bowl winning quarterback has ever had is 13.1%. So they're tying up 20%.
How did you find that stat?
Because I'm really good at
finding stats. He's prepared. By the way, Jason. Yeah,
he stole it from somebody on Twitter. At least credit him.
I did not steal it from someone on Twitter. I had the research ready to go, man.
So listen,
JLC. Yeah, wait, hold on. You had the research ready to go and you didn't mention it once on CBS Sports HQ? We were on there for 9 minutes.
I was looking it up while we were on HQ. We had 15 minutes between the end of HQ and the start of this podcast when I was able to get the numbers.
I would say too, Russell Wilson, 13.5% of the Seahawks salary cap. If we're using, which I assume we would, their cap number, right? We're not using like,
right, you know, right. You, not their
using,
salary.
Yeah, you're using their cap number.
Off of Breach Hard Work. Just let me say this quickly, please. Sean's gone, but as someone points out, Brinson's still here interrupting people. Jason Lockenford tweeted out at 3:56 as we do this podcast on Monday. The contract for Patrick Mahomes will be guided by a mechanism that ensures the quarterback's annual salary never drops below a certain cap threshold, will always be above a certain percent of the cap as well. So there's not going to be, there could be some variation in terms of, whether it's 20% 1 year, 18% another year, but it won't be below some number that the two sides have agreed upon as well. So. There you go.
I would almost bet that I wouldn't be surprised if it. So, like, do you really? I don't know if you have to give him a deal where he gets 16% of the salary cap every year. What you could do is say, right, we're giving you $30 million a year plus X percent of the cap. Like, that would make more sense, right?
That's also an option, sure.
So,
who'd you steal that from on Twitter?
I mean, that's just something I came up with my own. So, like, let's say. All right, so let's say Patrick Mahomes gets a $30 million base salary, right? Well, then the Chiefs say, here's the deal. We'll give you, in addition to your $30 million base salary, 5% of the salary cap tacked on, of our salary cap tacked onto that. So you have $30 million plus the 5%. This year, that would get you to $40 million even. And so if the cap went up to, so let's say the cap goes up to $225 million, right? Then all of a sudden you're looking at an additional $12 million or $11 million or something like that. So, I mean, maybe that's not enough. Maybe that doesn't move it up enough. But that to me would make more sense than just saying you're going to make 15% of the salary cap. Although for budgeting purposes, I guess this isn't the worst thing in the world, right?
Well, I mean, you can also do the math. What's $30 million of your salary cap and whatever that is plus the 5%? It may come out to be something close to what we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would. I mean, it would come out to be, if you're getting 40, right? I mean, 40% of the salary cap, if it's, $198 million this year is 20%. Or $40 million is 20% of the salary cap.
Yeah.
So sure. I mean, I think the Chiefs would like to keep it under 20%. That is a lot to be using on the salary.
Well, it could be variable from 1 year to the next as well. Does anyone, we talked about this for the last hour now, it seems like, anyone think this is a bad idea, 10-year deal on any level?
No. Not at all.
No, you got to do this. This is a no-brainer for the Chiefs because, look, you have the best quarterback in NFL history who could potentially be the best quarterback in NFL history. You haven't locked up for 12 years. That's an insane amount of time. You don't have to worry about contract negotiations. All you have to do is worry about building a roster around him. And the thing is, you know the money you have to work with for the next 12 years to build that roster. Yeah. Cause usually the biggest headache is you're trying to get a quarterback under contract. You don't know what a salary cap is going to be. Sometimes it could be a Jared Goff deal where you take a couple big hits at the beginning of the deal. It could be like Tom Brady where, you know, the Patriots are taking that $13.5 million cap hit, even though he's not on the roster this year. So there's all these weird scenarios, but with the Chiefs, you know exactly where you stand for the next 12 years. And now you just put the team around him. You know, worst case scenario, he gets injured, but I think there'll be some sort of injury out like there always is. He'll get his, you know, his guarantees that he gets as soon as he signs a contract. So I think this is just an amazing deal for the Chiefs. And, you know, if Mahomes is happy, I think that was the weirder part that a player agreed to sign a deal that long because you never see that. It rarely happens. We've only seen four deals of 10 years or longer in NFL history. And Mahomes now makes that five.
Patrick Mahomes in his career has a 78 win percentage. 78. He's won 78% of his games. That is second in the NFL of all quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era with a minimum of 1,000 attempts. He averages 302.4 passing yards per game. That is first in that category. He averages 8.5 passing yards per attempt. That is first in that category. 89 touchdowns and 20 interceptions. First in that category. And a 108.6 passer rating. First in that category. He is only 2 years into his career as a starter. He also played, of course, that final year, final game against the Broncos in 2017 when he was a rookie. But he is the best player in football. He is one of the most talented quarterbacks I have ever seen play football in, and I'm 39 years old, watched a lot of football, covered the league for 10 years. If you told me right now, like what would the odds be? All right, let's say Breach, that I set the odds. You guys can bet on this. Patrick Mahomes is a Hall of Famer. Yes, minus 1,000. No, plus 500. What would you bet on?
Yes.
At the end of his career or like if he's retired right now?
No, he wouldn't be if he retired right now.
Yes.
Well, he's got an NFL MVP, Super Bowl MVP.
He wouldn't get in, but like he only needs, I mean, if he plays out this contract at the level that he has played so far in his career, he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Without question.
I'm just saying like that's how good it's, we use a lot of hyperbole when we talk sports in 2020. A lot of hyperbole when we talk about anything. But Patrick Mahomes very easily could be the greatest quarterback of all time. And I don't think anybody would blink if you told him that in 20 years.
Well, yeah, let's wait on that. I'm not willing to go that far. But, I mean, excuse me. To your point, though, and we talked about this in HQ, the three of us, we didn't know the terms of the deal. Breach just pointed out that Adam Schefter tweeted that the deal's worth over $400 million in total. The question is how much more? I think we all agreed that if it were $500 million, no one would be averse to that. How high are you willing to go, Breach, to pay Patrick Mahomes the 10-year extension, not a 10-year deal?
I said on HQ that if it came out that this contract was worth 10 years, $1 billion, if we went full Dr. Evil here, I think some people would actually be like, that's not that crazy for Patrick Mahomes. Look, then you know you have $100 million or $150 million to build the rest of your roster. But if you think Patrick Mahomes alone is getting you to 8 wins every year, I think this is one of those things where you can plug and play almost any number and make the argument that it makes sense. If Brinson, he's saying that this guy could be end up as the best quarterback in NFL history, Hall of Famer, then there isn't. I don't think $1 billion would have been that crazy. That probably would have been my limit. Anything over that would have been like, maybe you just go get Dak Prescott for cheap.
We'll get to Dak Prescott in a second. Andy Dalton
for $3 million a year. Yeah. But anything under 10 years and $1 billion, like that's not
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
I don't even hate the idea. By the way, Mahomes, I believe this is courtesy of our crack research team here at CBSSports.com. If he doesn't miss a start through 2031, which is when they have the Chiefs have him under contract for, that would be 234 starts. Now, of course, these records get thrown out of whack because in 2021, you're going to go to 17 games. But he would be fourth all time in completions, sixth all time in pass attempts, fourth all time in passing yards, first all time in passing touchdowns, and first all time in QB rating. The only players exceeding these totals in any of the categories, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Dan Marino. That would,
so one thing,
Patrick Mahomes, by the way, when we're talking about that through 2031, he'll be 34. I mean, the way we're going with science, he could be halfway through his career at that point. Unfortunately, the way we're going with Earth, probably won't see the end of this deal.
One thing I was thinking about as you were talking, and Breach was going over the numbers, how soon into this 10-year extension, and if he's able to play at a high level for another 15 years, is he going to want to renegotiate this? Because we got some quarterbacks coming down the pipe that are going to get paid. We got quarterbacks that aren't even in the league yet. They're going to be making more than Patrick Mahomes in 7 years.
Well, I think, Ryan, that is the part of tying this to the South. If they put this at 20%, I don't know that any quarterback's ever going to hit that. And if they do, it's going to be very, very few guys who do. Cause you're talking about, again, a $40 million quarterback at a $200 million salary cap. You know, who's getting that? It may be, I don't think Dak's going to hit 40 million, obviously not this year. And if he signs an extension with the Cowboys,
we'll talk to Dak after the break. Dak after the break.
Okay. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to hit $40 million per year on this extension. I think maybe unless he ties it to the cap like Mahomes. So I think that 20% is at that number where he's not going to be passed really by anyone. I think he would probably be in the top five, if not the top three of QB salaries, if if he's making 20% of the salary cap for the rest of his career.
Could, but we don't know the details on that.
Well, it could be a Calvin Johnson situation. Remember, like, for a long time, wide receivers were paid XXXX and you got moved up and you were the top of the guy. And then Calvin Johnson just blew it out of the water and no one even tried to top Calvin Johnson because he was Megatron and he was just the best. And so there could be a tacit acknowledgement from everybody involved here, including those other quarterbacks you mentioned and the teams and the agents that, hey, look, you know, we want to get close to Patrick Mahomes, but we understand we can't actually top Patrick Mahomes. I do think that this, if it is in fact tied to the salary cap, and that's, you know, Jason LaCaforis reported, Adam Schefter's reported it. I mean, it seems fair to say that that's the deal. That's game changing. For NFL players.
Well, no. It's game-changing for one NFL player. That NFL player is...
You don't think anybody else can ask for that? I mean, Aaron Rodgers was going to... wanted to.
Oh, a lot of people can ask for it, but I mean, as you point out, this guy could be the best quarterback ever. Kirk Cousins got a 3-year deal, all guaranteed, $84-85 million, I think. That's not even the same conversation. He's making 4.5 times more than Kirk
Cousins. Yeah, I guess it's a little different, though, because Kirk Cousins was a true free agent, and, you know, it was like signing a 3-year deal. I mean, This is not the Tinder date. I mean, this is a marriage.
Let's put it this way. Like, I love Lamar Jackson. As I pointed out, I was the first one to be on the Lamar Jackson MVP bandwagon before anyone on planet Earth, even Lamar Jackson. But I'm not paying him a proportion of the salary cap just because of the way he plays. Like, Patrick Mahomes doesn't take a lot of hits. Lamar Jackson does.
Lamar Jackson was the MVP last year because Patrick Mahomes missed time with injury.
Well, yeah, because he fell down and someone landed on him. And Ben Roethlisberger is an athlete because his elbow failed.
You know what's funny about Ryan saying he wouldn't give Lamar Jackson a long-term deal is out of those two guys.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said as
a ten-year deal. A 10-year deal.
As a proportion of the salary cap.
But out of those two guys, Ryan, who has missed more games due to injury? Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes? Boom!
That's the same thing Britton just said. Why are you doubling up on him?
Because I want to hear the duck noise again.
Hey, Ryan. Who's missed more games, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
You know what I miss right now? Sean.
Do you? When are we going to follow him back? We'll tell you after the break.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. I wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin. What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan? What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's the butterfly effect
for real. So, Ryan, you already followed him back?
Yeah, he sent me.
Well,
he sent me it's funny. He responded and said, this is 100% Brinson's idea, right? And I said 1,000%. They're like, no, no, it wasn't. It was actually, you have to listen to the podcast tomorrow to find out whose idea it was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We came up with it in the middle of the Edge ranking. So just to peel back the onion, I guess, whatever it is. Ryan and I were recording the Edge defensive line, rankings podcast. And in fact, Ryan asked me a question. This is kind of funny. Ryan asked me a question. And I didn't hear what the question he asked me because I saw an alert on my phone that I thought was breaking news. And then as we were talking about Chris Jones, we actually got the alert about Patrick Mahomes, which was kind of wild to have that actually happen. Listen to that show. You can find out whose idea it was to unfollow Sean. You already followed him back.
Yeah, you know how I am. Feel bad for him.
Couldn't let the joke. Did he text you?
No, he just sent me a tweet. It's on there. He added me. But he's at 3,399, so he's probably upset that he's still stuck at 99.
Nice.
So you guys want to follow him back.
As Adam Schefter points out, the Patrick Mahomes extension, the lowest it could be worth is $427.6 million over the 12 years. So the report is that from Schefter that it's uncertain how much more over $400 million it will be. I guess that's, and by the way, this kind of sucks for us selfishly. It's going to be a little bit more difficult than it has been in the past to discuss quarterback salaries if multiple guys are tied to the salary cap.
And also what is interesting, if the number ends up being $427 million over 12 years, obviously, as Schefter said, it could go above that $400 million. Then you tack on the 27 and a half that he had left. But let's just say that is the number. That is an average of 35.58 per year, which barely puts him above Russell Wilson. Obviously, his new money average blows everything out of the window. But when you look at his overall average, which you do once the whole contract's been meshed together, now he just went in there and barely beat Russell Wilson, which makes the deal a little bit more interesting as far as affecting other quarterback negotiations.
Sorry, it does sound like maybe it could be what I suggested, that it's a X salary locked in and then a bonus tied to the salary cap that you get each year that bumps it
up. What if it's the case that this backfires on Mahomes' agent, that we didn't know the terms, and we've been talking like $500 million, why not? And it ends up being $38.5 million a year on average based on the numbers we know. And everyone's going to be like, this is insanely low for the best player in football.
If they didn't get – I mean, look, I don't want to bag on, you know, the guy who represented – the father of somebody on this podcast. But if the Steinberg guys didn't get $40 million a year for Patrick Mahomes, that's not great.
No, that's crazy. He's got at least $40 million a year in new money. That is the target you want. It's an extension of the rookie contract. That is what it is, because he had to sign it.
Yeah, but
so it's not Steinberg's fault that the rookie contract is what it is. You can't even negotiate that. You're stuck with what you have.
Yeah, but 420 over 12 doesn't look as good as 450 over 10.
Just think about it. If this extension would have been done 2 years from now when Mahomes' rookie deal was up and it was straight up $40 million a year blew past the highest paid person by $5 million a year, would be saying this is insane. This is an incredible deal.
I understand the math, but I mean, I feel like...
Do you know, Ryan? Do you?
Maybe I don't.
No, I'm just kidding. But I think the biggest thing here is guaranteed money, which we haven't really talked about. Like, how much do you think Mahomes is going to get when he puts his name on the contract? Is he getting $150 million? What's that upfront payment going to be? Because I think the highest is like $110.
Is that Russell? Did Russell get the $110? Because Kirk got the $85.
Completely guaranteed.
Because Russell got a lot of – what is Russell's deal? I mean, if it's like – if it's $300 million, we can't do $300 million. How much can you do on a guaranteed deal? Because it can't be more than you can spread it out over the salary cap.
Jared Goff's practical guarantee, which is mean that's almost 99% chance he's going to get that much, was $110 million. But then the other metric is guaranteed at signing, which is the amount of money you get as soon as you sign your contract. So like if you, lost a leg in a car accident, 6 months after signing the contract, you still get all that money. That is Matt Ryan, who got $94.5 million.
I mean, the bottom line is, and this is just the unfortunate part about this business sometimes. And by the way, the longer it takes for the numbers to actually leak out, the more team favorable they usually are. You know what I mean? Don't you agree?
Yeah, but like you said, if it's a once we figure out the percentage, it's hard to tell what that's going to look like 6, 7, 8 years from
now. Well, if it's 40 million, is it $40 million guaranteed per year? Like, regardless of the salary cap? And then, like, if the salary cap goes up X, it becomes 45. I mean, that's going to be a pain in the ass to figure out. Anyway, all right, what I was saying is that it takes, because of how long it takes for the money to come out, sometimes it is difficult to discuss these immediately after, because you are waiting for those numbers to be released. And really, it doesn't matter what anybody is reporting until the actual contract, somebody's able to get their hands on the actual contract and dive into it. That'll probably happen in the next 24 hours. So I'm sure we will talk about that again in the future. Okay. So how does this affect Dak Prescott? I'm not going to ask you, John Breach, because you are a corrupt, hacked robot that Jerry Jones destroyed. Like, Jerry Jones programmed you to toss up propaganda for the Dallas Cowboys. Patrick Mahomes' deal is a great news for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. It means they can sign him to whatever they want. Take the money and run, Dak. That's BreachBot 3000. Ryan, what do you think? How do you think this affects Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones?
Well, you were on HQ with me and Breach, and Breach made the point that this is great news for Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones can make Dak Prescott sign a 10-year deal if that's what Dak wants, in terms of making $40 million a year. My response was, well, Dak can say, no, I'm not going to sign anything. I'll play up my contract, pull a Joe Flacco, and make a lot more money in the open market. Dak Prescott could play slightly above average next year and still make a ton of money. And, yes, you can franchise him again, but he can just sit out. I mean, he's going to make $31 million this year. What are you doing the Fonzie point for, Breach?
I'm doing the Fonzie point because you guys conflated my two points. I said that, yes, Jerry Jones, this is a good thing for Jerry Jones, but I absolutely agree with you guys that now this is even more of a reason that Dak Prescott should play on the franchise tag and wait till his salary jumps Patrick Mahomes, and then you do your extension, because you're not going to take less than what you have. Yes, I agreed with you at the end of HQ in my last part. I said, if I'm Jerry Jones, though, I am saying, look, we'll give you 40.
You're trying to
right
fire
now.
Us as theoretical sports agents, and then we on your face by pointing
yeah,
out
then
that
you missed the dunk. That's what happened. You missed the dunk and fell on your face, and now you have stitches and you lost all your teeth.
No, we pointed out you like I'd sign him to 10 years, $400 million right now. That sounds great. We didn't even know the numbers then. It was
no,
a foolish claim.
So if I am Jerry Jones, I just see this contract. Now you call Dak's agent and you say, look, man, Patrick Mahomes just got 10 years, $400 million. We'll give you that. We'll give you 10 years, $400 million.
Dak would sign that immediately.
Breach, let's play this out, Breach.
No, because if it's not tied to the percentage of the salary cap by year five, Dak is going to be complaining that he's underpaid. So
no.
Yes.
$40 million for the next 10 years? He won't be underpaid.
You think Dak Prescott would take that deal?
I would take it. Yes. I think Dak Prescott would take that in a heartbeat.
I'm not sure he would, because if he gets tagged in 2021, right?
Yeah.
The salary goes up 44%. Then he becomes a free agent. He's going to get more than $40 million per year. So Jerry Jones should try to lock him at 10 years. Maybe he says yes. You're saying he should say yes. And I'm saying that, so this is good for Jerry Jones because now he has kind of a shell to work with, but also it's good for Dak because he can take the security of the 10 years or he can take the risk, play on the tag for 2 years, and make more than $40 million. So it's good for both of them.
You take the $400 million. You know what? A $400 million bird in hand is better than a $41 million bird in the bush.
That's a real thing. Let me ask you this, then. I don't.
Also, why
don't
do you? Who has a bird in the hand?
I don't know. Pilgrims.
Yeah.
Which young quarterback is in the best shape? Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, or Lamar Jackson? In terms of being making the most money 5 years from now,
I would say Lamar Jackson.
Just because he's the youngest.
Yeah, I mean he's like super. I think he's younger than Joe Burrow.
Youngest in the sense that his contract will be up to last.
Yeah, well, like Mahomes, he has the MVP. Now, he doesn't have any playoff wins, and that's different. But, you know, Mahomes didn't get the Super Bowl until this year. But, like Mahomes, he has that MVP in his second year. He has put up explosive numbers. They built the entire offense around him. They're basically gearing the whole franchise for him. I think Lamar Jackson could ask for something similar. And to your point, Ryan, I don't know that they would necessarily do that, that the Ravens would agree to that. I think Mahomes is different just in the sense that he is the face of football. Like, he is the face of professional football, and he is still just 24 years old. He'll turn 25 on September 17th. You know, I mean, a 10-year deal for him, like, you just, it's not a big deal. Like, he's going to play out that entire contract.
What would you do if your son signed a $400 million deal when he was 24 years old and you were, whatever that makes you, 50 or something, 45?
Well, if I was previously a professional baseball player, I'd be like, cool, man.
No, if you were Will Brinson, podcaster, what would you do? No, Robbie's younger than that. So 15 years from now, Robbie signed a $400 million deal.
Well, if we're still doing this podcast in 15 years, it means something's going right for us. But I would probably say, F you, F you, F you. I'm out. And then cool, I'd slam my computer closed, and that would be my final episode of the Pick Six podcast. And I would go live on.
And then you'd go join Sean at Colorado Law School.
I'm not going back to law school.
15 years, Sean's still in law school.
Yeah. Wherever Robbie's playing football, I'm living there and I'm hanging out at all the games and driving around in a sicko Ferrari.
Brinson's toupee flapping in the wind.
Like, how much, like,
wow, as Debo points out, in Slack, Pat Mahomes Sr. played 11 MLB seasons, made $2.7 million.
Okay, but now that Patrick Mahomes is going to sign this $400 million contract, if you're the Chiefs, are you just maybe slightly more nervous about coronavirus? Like, are you locking Patrick Mahomes up in a basement and telling him he can't leave ever until the season starts?
Oh, for the season, sure. But, you know, hopefully we have a vaccine and by late in this year, early 2021. But for the next 11 years, you're all set. I think, I mean, they are in, I would imagine 31 other teams are jealous of the Chiefs and would have happily paid exactly that.
Definitely. And I think one weird thing is that Mahomes only going to be 36 at the end of the deal. So he theoretically could get another contract. And the other thing is Andy Reid is going to be 74 years old at the end of the deal. I think the oldest NFL coach ever was 72. So I think, do you guys think Andy Reid is going to be the Chiefs coach at the end of this contract? Do you think he retires halfway through this contract? Like, what do you think this means for Andy Reid?
They win two more Super Bowls and he's gone, and that could happen in 3 years from now.
I would disagree with that. I think Andy Reid will coach 10 years.
12?
Why would he be 74 years old?
Because he's
coach 12.
Everything you hear that Reid now, and we were talking about this on our Chiefs podcast earlier this offseason. By the way, you can go check out all 32 podcasts. The Chiefs and the Patriots ones are a little outdated somehow. We're just talking about, like, Andy Reid's, like, rejuvenated. Like, now that he got that Super Bowl and he knows he's got Mahomes, like, he knows he can rip off five more Super Bowls in the next 10 years. More, if not. So we'll get out of here on this.
I will say real quick, this makes it at least theoretically possible that he catches Belichick, right?
I mean, Belichick's at five?
Belichick's at six. So if you win, you think he can win five Super Bowls in the next 12 years? And with Mahomes, I don't think that's crazy.
If he does that, he's the best coach and he's the best quarterback, respectively.
Of all time.
Belichick and Brady out of the water. Belichick and Brady will come back in 2035 to reclaim their crown.
And Andy Reid, of course, does have a Super Bowl, title as an assistant. Bill Belichick has, two of them. Andy Reid got one under Mike Holmgren with the Packers, beating, ironically, the Patriots and, Bill Parcells. Was Belichick on that team with the Patriots? No, he was in Cleveland. Yeah. He was in Cleveland then. Okay. So I'll ask you this. Give me some numbers here. We'll get out on this one. How many MVPs? How many Super Bowls? How many playoff appearances?
Oh, please.
Over the full 12 years of Patrick Mahomes' contract. Start with playoff appearances. Is it 12?
Playoff appearances. Okay. I think it's going to be like the Colts and the Patriots. They're going every year. So maybe they miss one playoff appearance because, God forbid, someone gets hurt.
Would you take the over or under at 10.5?
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I take the over.
Yeah, I would too.
I would also take the over. I think 11 is minimum. The only way it's not happening is if Mahomes gets injured.
So like 11.5, you would probably take the under out of principle just because, you know, weird stuff happens.
I would take the
under because
everything has to go perfect.
For 12 straight years.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's.
We're going to revisit this podcast in 3 years when the Chiefs haven't won a game.
How many MVPs for Patrick Mahomes in the next 12 years? I'll say over, under 3.5.
Four is what I was thinking.
Okay.
Four seems like the highest you can go because there are so many other things that, like John mentioned.
I mean, just look at last year.
Right, exactly.
Not to mention there's voter fatigue. People don't like to vote for the same guy over and over again, et cetera.
So four actually sounds like the high end, maybe too high.
I'll go under. I think I was going to say three. So I like, but I think four could.
Is 3.5 or 2.5 a better number?
3.5 is a good number.
Peyton Manning has the most ever with 5.
Yeah.
3 over 12 years would give him 4. I think that's, yeah, I think 3.5
is good. Did Favre win 3 straight?
In the 90s?
Didn't he? Pretty sure he did.
He won at least 2. He tied with Barry Sanders, I think, in 97.
Andy Dalton doesn't win any. I know that.
Why would you ever point that out, Ryan? Yeah, Favre won in 95, 96, and 97, but he tied with Barry Sanders in 97.
Yeah, and then Peyton showed up in 99 and lit it up. Also, Mahomes, the other thing with Mahomes, too, is like, remember, Manning was doing all the heavy lifting. So, like, that's the thing, too. It's like, will they win the games because it's all on offense? Will they, you know, will they try and be I don't know. We'll see what happens. How many Super Bowl wins for the Chiefs in the next 12 years? Over, under 2.5.
I said 2.
I think way over. I think 4.
Wow. So hard.
Think of it. But, John, you talk about this all the time. How lucky the Patriots got and half of those wins, it feels like.
Yeah, but I will say this. Number one, they won it this year. They probably should have, you know, they lost that crazy AFC title game against the Patriots in 2018.
Brady's out of the conference now too. Like that helps.
And then when you look at the AFC, their biggest competition right now is the Ravens, and the Ravens have no idea how to beat the Chiefs. Andy Reid has outcoached John Harbaugh so badly, the last 3 times they face each other and 2 with Lamar Jackson where the games really haven't been that close. And so until the Ravens can fill that gap, I don't know who their competition is in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's
lost to the 49ers.
But that's in the NFC. The NFC is going to throw teams at them, but.
No, I'm just saying talking about the luck. I mean,
that game. So they win 4.
The Patriots could have won, like, if everything went against them, and that just doesn't happen because Belichick's smart and Brady's great, but if everything had gone against them, like 5 breaks don't go their way, they could have 1 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, if you reverse that, they could have 9 Super Bowls. If the breaks had gone their way.
I agree. I know.
So, yeah, my over-under total, including the one they have, is 3. 2 more.
Okay. Oh, including the one they have?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying, okay, I said 2.5. You say under, Breach says over. I would take the over there as well. I think the Chiefs are the next dynasty, and they know it, and that's why they signed Patrick Mahomes to a 10-year deal. We don't have to worry about this for the next 10 years. You are locked in with an MVP caliber quarterback for the next decade, assuming that the earth continues to roll on. And
we can go ahead and schedule the next Patrick Mahomes emergency podcast for July 2031.
That's right.
See you guys then.
CBS Wednesday. We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.